Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You hear that? Some guys have all the luck, or gals have all the luck, and it might be you. Now is your chance to win tickets to see Rod Stewart and Cheap Trick at XL Energy Center on Friday, July 8th. Be the 10th caller right now. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. I want you to call right now. You'll win the tickets, and then you qualify for the grand prize. What's the grand prize? That is dinner at Flint and Kindle, along with a one-night stay at the St. Paul Hotel after the concert. And I'm going to have dinner with you. Me and handsome husband. He's very interesting and will be very entertaining, I promise. So we'll get to have dinner. So I hope you win the tickets right now. 612-461-9226. Call right now to win Rod Stewart tickets. And that would be very good news for you if you won the tickets. And you know who else is full of good news? Our own Laura Oakes. Because you know she does a show here on Sunday morning at 6:30. You can find it as Laura's podcast if you search Laura's Good News. And she is here to just rain sunshine. Laura, we need a little positivity.
We do. And this week.
We do.
Yes. I really love this week's show. I just got done editing it. It's posted now. It's up wherever you get your podcast. Just search Laura's Good News. This week's feature interview is with this person that I've gotten to know a little bit just kind of over the phone over the last few years. Her name is Lori Nauman, and she has the coolest job, I think, of...
Hit me.
She is in charge of the DNR's Eagle Cam that sits right above this eagle's nest and documents what these birds are doing, when they're laying their eggs, when the eggs hatch, all of the activity that's happening in the nest, all of the stuff, the food that they bring into the nest to feed these babies, like pieces of rabbits and fish. But it's cool. It's just like nature in action, and I am just transfixed by this camera. It's amazing. I have it up all
day. Well, a little inside baseball.
Yes.
I remember being in the newsroom, and you're at your desk, and you're glued to the Eagle Cam.
It's ridiculous. I cannot get enough of this thing.
I know.
It's just amazing. And even if it's just like right now, all it is an eagle sitting on two eggs. But it's still so cool, because sometimes the other one flies into the nest, and they take turns, and they switch. And what I am so shocked by and amazed by is that the incubation period for these eggs is only 35 days. It only takes 35 days for a chick to grow inside the egg and hatch. Isn't that cool?
That is amazing.
Yes, I just can't even believe that. So,
can you imagine that for us? That'd be much easier pregnancies, Laura.
Yes, it sure would. But think of how fast that would be from like one day your clothes fit and the next day they sure don't. You know?
They sure don't.
Oh my gosh. So, yeah.
So that's such a cool story. I love that. I can't wait to hear it.
It's fun. And I know a lot of other outlets have done stories on this Eagle Cam, but Lori gives a really cool perspective as the actual camera operator. And she has these little nuggets of information that are so interesting that I just really loved our chat. So that's the big piece.
I love it.
Yeah. And now here's another fun one, Jordana. I don't know if you were listening this afternoon to the Gong Show on the radio of the ramp off during the Chad Hartman show between Adam Carter and Steve Simpson.
I heard them promoting it, but I didn't get to hear the actual execution, though, so share with me.
Yes. So talking up the ramp is a term used in music radio, and you hear it on, you know, like rock stations from the 70s, 80s, 90s. Remy does it on Jack FM.
Jack FM.
Yes, where the DJ will talk over the start of the song, which is called the ramp, like the song is ramping up, to when the lyrics start, to when the singing starts, and then the DJ shuts up and the singing begins. So talking up the ramp is this term that DJs just try to get really good at and make it cool and funny and interesting and great, and it's hilarious too. It's just absolutely hilarious. So Steve Simpson, my cohort in the newsroom, and Adam Carter, both of whom had small market music radio experience and were familiar with talking up the ramp on these little music stations. I did the same thing in Little Fergus Falls, Minnesota. They did a ramp off to see who will go up against Remy Maxwell in the finals. So Dan Cook on Chad Hartman's show played songs chosen by Remy, where Steve and Adam had to take turns talking up the ramp and see who did the best job. And it's hilarious. So part of that competition is on Laura's Good News this week, too. It's super fun.
I can't wait. Well, I'm glad I didn't get a chance to listen today because I'll be listening on Laura's Good News. But that is a real skill.
It sure
is. People don't understand how hard it is.
Right.
To time it perfectly. And you're doing it live as the song is playing. So it's really... it's a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
And sometimes when the DJs don't get it right, I want to yell at them because... They're talking over my song.
I know. You don't like that. Or you don't want to be done with your talking too early, because then it's obvious that you blew it and you're not good at talking up the ramp.
Thank you. No. Right. Exactly. So it is a real skill one that has to be practiced and learned sometimes the hard way. But that is God's honest truth.
Right.
Yeah. So that is so fun. So, Laura, thank you. Of course, Laura's Good News airs Sunday mornings at 6:30. You can always find the podcast. Just search Laura's Good News wherever you get podcasts. Thank you for the fun. We needed it today.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Laura. She's great. Oh, we needed that. I can't wait to hear the ramp up then. I meant to listen to it on Chad's show, and I just got busy doing other stuff, and I couldn't do it, so I'm going. Did you hear it, David?
No, I did not. But I think we need to have a ramp off between you and Paul at some point. That would be very good some afternoon. Oh. So,
see, the strange thing about us is that we never worked in music television.
Well, that's what would make it comical. It'd be just like our quizzes. You'd both fail. No, I was really interrupting you because you must say hi to Peg, who is going to Rod Stewart this summer.
Peg, congratulations.
Hi. Thank you.
Are you a big fan?
Thank you very much. I did hear them on Chad's show today, too.
How were they?
Talking about the ramp up. Good. I thought they were both good. I couldn't have chosen between the two.
Well, I'm impressed with both of them already, but are you a big Rod Stewart fan, love?
I like Rod Stewart. I wouldn't say I'm a huge fan, but I really do like him and have liked him.
So are you going to the show or are you giving somebody else the
tickets? I am going.
Excellent.
I will take someone with me, but I am going. Yes.
Well, I hope to meet you before to take a big CCO listener picture, and we will be in touch. But congratulations on winning the tickets, dear.
Excellent. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You got it. Thanks, Peg.
You bet. Bye-bye.
When we get back, new study about menopause out. That is not something we talk about a lot on the show, but we are going to start. I have a very personal reason why. My physician, my own OBGYN who delivered my babies, is going to be joining us next. So in the spring of 2020, remember that's when I was sick with leukemia, but I didn't know it yet. And I was going to a bunch of my doctors saying, you know, something's wrong with me. I'm a little off. Can you help me out? and I was having hot flashes and I wasn't sleeping and I was having trouble concentrating. And I called my OB and I said, you know what? I'm probably in menopause. Can I come in and you can do the test? And she goes, yeah, you probably are. Now, this is the woman who delivered my babies. This is a woman I have known for 20 years already. So I went in, we had the convo, and then it turned out I wasn't in menopause. That's, of course, because I had cancer. So that's a whole different story. But, you know, I was 48 years old. It was sort of around the same time. I had to start thinking about it. And I got the test. Well, I went back a few weeks ago and Dr. Elizabeth Elfstrand told me, well, Jor, you are now. And I know that these are maybe very personal things to discuss on the radio, but menopause happens. At some point, it happens to every woman. God willing, she live old enough to get there. So yeah, it is a thing. And there was a study out this week that entering early menopause, that means before the age of 40, has linked to a 35% higher risk of developing dementia. So because it's personal for me and because of the study, I asked Dr. Elizabeth Elfstrand of John Haugen and Associates, my OB, to join us on the show to talk about all this. So, Dr. Elfstrand, thank you for coming on.
Hi, Jordana.
After all these years, my friend, it's been 20 years. We finally got you on the air with me. So thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, you're very welcome.
So before we get into
your birth stories, you know.
Oh, I know those. Okay, I will share one thing, and you probably don't even remember this. I remember when Marley, my oldest, was crowning. You were in the spot where doctors go when they're delivering a baby, and I said everything okay down there, and you go, "Yep, Jordana, just braiding all this hair down here because Marley was born with a ton of hair." and that's my doctor. Great. She's making jokes. I love you. So let's talk menopause. Let's talk about the story before we get before the study before we get into anything personal. This entering menopause before age 30 linked to a 35% higher risk of developing dementia. I'm sure you've read about this. What are your thoughts on it? Have you seen it?
Well, actually, it's considered premature menopause when it occurs before age 40, and that only affects 1% of women. So we don't see that very often. That's extremely rare. Now, some women, when they go through chemotherapy and things like that, will experience menopausal symptoms. And certainly, you know, some women will have their ovaries removed and go through a surgical menopause. But this study suggests that if you go through premature menopause, so before age 40, your periods have stopped for a year, that's the definition, then that could be very significant to your long-term health, and you should certainly seek medical attention.
Is there anything that can be done? Because dementia is such a tough disease.
Well, yes, there is. I mean, even if you go through early menopause, so menopause from age 40 to 45, and I would argue 45 to 50, that's still on the early end of menopause, mm-hmm. because the average age of menopause is age 51 to 52. So when you go through menopause early in your 40s, up to 50 even, I think it really matters that you sit down with a healthcare professional that really knows you. Hopefully you have a relationship like you and I do, and really knows your overall health status. And they can have a discussion about going on hormone replacement therapy because you've now had a premature ending of your circulating estrogen, which affects pretty much all organ systems in your body. And it certainly can affect the brain.
So let's talk about that, because when I went to you, and I have gone through chemotherapy, maybe that put me into menopause at 49, maybe not. You know, 49 is legit. Who knows what happened? But here I am now. You said to me, you recommended estrogen and progesterone for me. And my hematologist oncologist said, Jor, absolutely, I agree with your OB. There's no reason at all why you shouldn't be on this. But yet, you know, we hear stories that maybe estrogen isn't great for women. So clear up some of these myths and share with us what the truth is.
Well, I think the biggest myth out there is that it's, you know, harmful to your health. For women that have low risk,
So if you don't have current breast cancer, coronary artery disease, a history of a stroke or deep venous thrombosis or liver disease, you could go on hormone replacement therapy very comfortably for 10 years and not worry about additional risks. And it may be beneficial to your health. So that's why you really have to individualize that decision and have a shared decision making with your provider and go over what your personal health risks are, your family history, etc. You know, you want to look at your BMI or your weight. And then you also want to look at what other things can you do to improve your long-term health. So like exercise, we know is great for the brain. And to maintain a normal weight is very important for your long-term health. So those are some of the things you want to really be focusing on when you go through menopause.
Okay, so when I say, yeah, I'm on estrogen and progesterone, people are like, oh my gosh, but you had cancer. And I say, you know what? That I try to educate them. I said, it's just a high risk if you have breast cancer, not necessarily a blood cancer for me. So again, I just wanted to sort of, I wanted to share that with folks. And I got to be honest, I feel better. I feel better. So thank you. But you mentioned that people could be on it for 10 years. Does it have a lifespan? Do you only do it for 10 years? And is the goal to sort of get you through the hard symptoms, or do the symptoms of menopause then reappear after the 10 years?
What I think women should do is just reevaluate with their healthcare provider, like every year at their annual exam, because there's constantly new information coming out, et cetera. I have many women that stay on hormone replacement therapy because they feel great on it. And, you know, so many women are so active and into their, 70s. I don't like to prescribe hormones when women are, in the elder years, but certainly in the 50s, 60s, even in the 70s, it can really make people feel better. So I think it's just, again, shared decision making. I like to have patients, tell me their preferences, and then we discuss what their particular risks or benefits could be.
Okay, but after the 10 years, what happens if you say somebody's on it, or do they stay on it forever? Can you stay on it forever?
Yeah, so if, every year we talk about it, and then if people say, I feel great, I want to stay on hormones, and I'm like, well, sometimes estrogen can increase your risk of a stroke and things like that, but they're non-smoker, they're normal weight, they're really active, and they want to stay on estrogen, I will certainly have them stay on estrogen. But again, it's that conversation. I think that's what's important too.
Right. Open conversation. Absolutely. Dr. Mm-hmm. Ralph Strand, is there anything that I didn't ask you? Anything we need to know?
Well, it certainly can help with sleep. And, I think that's a big factor for people feeling better. So, I think estrogen is one of those things that, if you don't get sleep, you don't feel very good. I worked last night, so I could vouch for that. But, so it's really important that we look at the whole person and we really figure out what are the factors that are going to help people live long, healthy lives, just the way they want to. So
beautiful. Dr. Elizabeth Elfstrand, I am always grateful for your amazing care. I will see you in a little while. And thank you again for the expertise here on the show.
Well, you are very welcome. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too, dear. I tell you this, I've known her for 20 years, delivered all my babies. Now her babies are flown and grown too. Good to have a relationship with your own doctor, a trusted one. It's time to laugh. It's time to play the weird news. I'll be playing this week my stories about Mike Zimmer. 651, no, I'm giving the wrong phone number, aren't I? I hope I'm not giving my personal cell. 651-461-9226 is our phone number. 651-461-9226. Right now, we need a judge for the weird news roundup.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It is time for the Weird News Roundup, and Diana is our judge. Hi, Diana.
Hello, Jordana. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing today, love?
I'm doing great.
Have you played the Weird News Roundup?
You needed a judge.
Oh, good, 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 good. Have you played with us before, or have you at least heard the Weird News Roundup?
I've heard it before, but I've always missed out on being the judge.
Well, you're it today, girlfriend. You are it today. That's right. Let's put Jerry Peterson up first. Jerry, what you got for us today?
Kermit, is that you? A Nova Scotia couple whose three-year-old bulldog gave birth to a litter of eight puppies said they immediately noticed something unusual about one of the newborns. Her fur was dyed green. Trevor and Audra Mosher of Middle Sackville said they thought their dog Freya was finished delivering her first seven puppies when, while they were cleaning the canine mother, she started to go into labor again. Freya delivered another puppy, her eighth one, this time encased in a black sack, contrasting with the translucent sacks of its older siblings. The couple said they initially thought the puppy was stillborn, and they rushed to clean the newborn canine when she started to move. We started to dry her off and noticed she was green and immediately again thought there was something wrong. So they Googled, my puppy is green, what's wrong? And apparently it is a very rare, and it has happened a few times all over the world, Trevor Mosher said. Rare discoloration, which has been documented before, is believed to be caused by light-colored puppies coming into contact with the green pigments from bile while in the womb. Names being considered for the puppy included Hoquette, Fiona, Wasabi, Lucky Irish, and Pistachio. The couple said the puppy's green coloring has started to fade in the days since the birth. Experts say it will continue to fade in the coming weeks until it is completely gone.
Oh, sweet baby, she's green. Oh, I have actually heard of that. I've seen the green puppies on, on the internet. But I love that they Googled, my puppy is green. That's hilarious. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Right? The things you never thought you'd Google. My God. Okay, David, you're up, my love.
All right. My headline is let's just walk on over and kick Putin right in the shins. You may think that the U.S. is actually a long way from Russia, but of course, if you head up to Alaska, you may know that, and Sarah Palin used to say, you can see Russia from my backyard, right? Well, it's actually 55 miles across the Bering Strait. However, there's two little specks of land in the middle of the Bering Strait called Big Diomede and Little Diomede Island. One of them is in the U.S., one is in Russia. So in that spot, the U.S. is only 2 miles away from Russia.
Oh, come on.
Can you believe that? They're right next to each other in the middle of the Bering Strait. One is called Yesterday Island. One is called Tomorrow Island sometimes because they're across the international dateline. They're 21 hours away. So when it's morning of Friday in one island, it's noon of Saturday on the other island. Isn't that crazy? So these two islands, often there is sea ice that connects the two islands, and at some points it is possible to walk from Alaska to Russia across the sea ice. Now, because of the political situation since the Cold War, that has been forbidden. There's no way to get between the two islands, you know, but the, you know, native people used to live in both islands and travel back and forth. So, you know, I don't know what's going to happen with Russia and how this will all end, but maybe, just maybe, at the end of all this, you will once again be able to walk from the U.S. to Russia.
Oh, my God. That's weird. I had no idea. That's weird. Well done. Okay. My story, my friends, is about Mike Zimmer. A workout, a murder, and a car wreck. How Mike Zimmer spends his days. I found this on Bring Me the News. He's not yet employed by an NFL team after being fired by the Minnesota Vikings, but he has been texting his daughter, and she put her texts on Instagram as to how she spends his days. So here is how he is spending his days. She says her father is calling her twice daily via FaceTime to figure out an electronics program and how to scan something called a Tovala. She said, what's a Tovala? A Tovala is a smart oven that costs about $380 at Walmart. He doesn't know how to use it. He's been asking his daughter. Meanwhile, the texts say this. I did the elliptical. I set raccoon traps and filled deer feeders. And then I got a wreck in my side-by-side. She writes back, WTF, do you need a supervisor? That is how Mike Zimmer is spending his days, trying to capture raccoons, feed deer, and unfortunately getting in a wreck in his ATV. But he's okay, everyone. His daughter says that he is okay. So it's true. A murder, a car wreck, and a workout is how Mike Zimmer is spending his days. So once again, Diana, you want to hear the headlines? We'll start with you, Jerry.
Kermit, is that you?
Now I get it. David?
Let's just walk on over and kick Putin right in the shins.
And me, a workout, a murder, and a car wreck. How Mike Zimmer is spending his days. Okay, Diana, you're up.
Wow. That was quite a group. I have got to go with Jerry Peterson's story about the green puppy. I think that I've never heard of that before, and I thought that one was really cute.
Gotta love a green puppy. Well done. Yes. Diana, I wish, you know what, we should have saved those Rod Stewart tickets. I wish we had more prizes to give you, but you just have to make do with our love and admiration.
Oh, that's all I need.
Well, you have a great day, love. Thank you so much for playing the Weird News Roundup, and I hope it was fun.
It was fun. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
You got it. Oh, we need to smile a little, my friends. We need to smile because the world is burning, so we do need a little bit of fun. Congratulations, Jerry.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thanks, Diana.
Gotta love the green puppy. Gotta love the green puppy. Quick update before we get to Mike Max's sports. I'm looking at, again, my welfare check on Volodymyr Zelensky, just making sure that the man is surviving and he's doing okay. He has criticized NATO, the decision not to implement a no-fly zone over Ukraine. I don't know why NATO has not implemented a no-fly zone. That seems like it would be a really good recommendation. NATO has not done it yet. So hopefully he will be doing it. And an update, we know that the Ukrainian nuclear facility was hit by the Russians. There was a small fire in an ancillary building this morning. It was put out. Sensors are not showing radiation leakage from the Ukrainian nuclear power plant. That has been confirmed by U.S. Energy Department officials. Just a quick update on Ukraine, and we will talk sports in a minute with Mike Max. The Wild beat the Flyers 5-4 last night. Mikey is next. Mike Max is joining us, but where are you, Mikey?
No, on an assignment, watching games and whatnot. So it's
that's awesome.
It's March. We're getting into March Madness, you know?
We certainly are. So share with us what you're covering today.
I'm covering all kinds of stuff. We got so the hockey games are tonight from the high school side of it. Yeah, Hill Murray against White Bear Lake is going to be huge over at Aldrich Arena. State wrestling tournament's going on. Then there's some big basketball games throughout the state as well. I mean, we got South St. Paul playing Montemedi. We'll be there. We got Eastview at Farmington. That'll be a good game. We'll be there. Stillwater's playing Crete and Durham Hall. We'll be there. So it's happening kind of all over now at all times, although it dwindles down really quick. And by the end of this week, there really aren't that many teams or players left in the winter sports season. It's almost over, except for those teams competing for a state tournament or in the section finals.
That's boring then. I guess then our brackets will be out and we can start playing March Madness and we can have some fun in college.
Yeah, the NCAA tournament comes into play and we'll get into that. You know, you went to more of those games than most people did as a cheerleader at Syracuse.
You know what I did, and we did get to travel with the team. And, you know, often those, though they are not exotic locations, when we traveled to bowl games, they were always exotic locations. We went to the Hall of Fame Bowl. I think that was in Arizona. I don't even remember. We went to a couple of bowl games, and it was really a lot of fun. But the NCAA ones, not all that exciting.
Yeah, it just depends on the draw, doesn't it?
That's right. It depends on the draw.
You guys were always winning, though, so you had fun.
We were doing okay. And I always love it when I see Jim Boeheim when I'm watching a Syracuse game. I know he's gray now, but I mean, he was there when I was in college. That was more than over 20 years ago. I love the fact that he's still coaching and he's still yelling at people.
Well, and he's got a kid on the team. I remember he must have had that kid rather late in life, huh?
Yes, he did. Yes, he absolutely did.
The old coach, huh?
I know. I can't imagine him as a father because he was so surly and he used to even yell at us as cheerleaders. So, like, cheer! You know, he used to yell at us and he'd get frustrated. So, I hope he's mellowed in his old age and he's chilled out a little bit.
Yeah.
Wolves play Oklahoma
tonight. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Oklahoma City's not very good. They're kind of just a team out there that's rebuilding and whatnot. A team like the Timberwolves have been a lot of years is what Oklahoma City is. So, you know, the Wolves are still going to be probably a little bit patient with Anthony Edwards before he gets back from injury, I think. But in general, the Wolves are in a good spot right now going down the stretch. They're mostly healthy except for that. Their schedule is somewhat more favorable right now. And they can go on a nice roll. They've been on a little bit of a roll. They can go on a nice roll here. So I think they win tonight in Oklahoma City. That's the way it feels. And there's not a lot there when you look at the Thunder right now.
All right. So you don't have a show tonight because of the game. But anything else you want to promote for covering for TV?
That's what we're working on right now. And, yeah, there's the wrestling's in the individual phase. And, yeah, lots of good stuff. Lots of fun. Everything's fun because it's tournaments.
Good. I'm glad. Well, look, you go enjoy. Thank you for being on location and making time for us. Go enjoy that basketball game, and we'll be watching tonight, my friend.
Thank you so much, sir. Have a great weekend.
You got it. Take care. One story today that I am just fascinated by. A son testified against his father in the January 6th insurrection trial. Guy Reffitt's 19-year-old son took the stand against him today in federal court. And the reason I'm fascinated by this is because this story seems to personify what is happening in our country right now. Families have been torn apart by political leanings and ideology. And some have gone down a rabbit hole, others have gone completely the other way, and nobody seems to be able to have a conversation anymore. This is just such an interesting story. The man on trial is an oiled worker named Guy Wesley Reffitt. He was at the January 6th insurrection. He took part in it. He bragged to his family about confronting police outside of the building. His 18-year-old son, he was 18 at the time, he's 19 now, pushed back. And he said, Dad, like, don't you think that maybe that was the wrong thing to do, to bring a gun on federal property and to make the statements that you were saying? But no, the dad, Guy Reffitt, said absolutely not. In fact, got angry at him. And at some point, he threatened his own son and daughter that they would face his wrath if they told anybody, including the authorities. Which is frightening, because I guess once Guy Reffitt got back to Texas, he realized that this was what he had done could possibly be illegal. And in fact, it was. You are not allowed to be armed on Capitol property. You are not allowed to threaten lawmakers and say that you want to watch them getting pulled out of the Capitol building by their ankles or by their hair. He said on social media, Congress has made fatal mistakes. And then he threatened his own family, The father told the son, if you turn me in, you're a traitor, and traitors get shot. A father said that to his son. That is how politically divided we have become. Yet, in a very courageous act, the son, Jackson Reffitt, now 19 years old, did turn him in. He said he felt guilty about calling the FBI tip line, but he did it because he knew what his father had done was wrong. And today, the son appeared on the witness stand, and it was extraordinarily emotional. He testified for 3 hours how his father had become more distant and severe in his beliefs and how they did not see eye to eye at all. And we don't know what is going to happen in this case, but we do know that the political climate is tearing families apart and making people do extreme things. Fascinating piece in the New York Times, if you didn't get a chance to follow on any of the whatever news channel you watched today. When we get back, I'll update you on what I am doing with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. We will share that. And remember the happy hour, 651-461-9226, next hour.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.